The soundscape project is created over the arc of the day, so they will be hearing soundscapes from dawn, which we call the dawn chorus, owls, birds. They'll be hearing midday, creek sounds, dusk, bird sounds, Kelly Pond sounds, and nighttime crickets. And then also our composer has improv and created music for each of those arc of the day sections. So you'll also be hearing a more sort of composed musical sounds.
So where was the sound collected from?
The sounds were collected from our Sonoma State Preserves, Fairfield Osborne, and the Galbreath Preserves.
So as a choreographer, how did you approach this project?
I'm one of the choreographers on the project. The other choreographer is Christine Calley, and we really wanted to embed ourselves in the process of the place where these sounds come from. So we took field trips to the Fairfield Osborne Preserves, and we created and reflected and responded to what we heard, what we saw, what we felt, what we smelled, and the dancers, through small improv scores, created movement from those ideas. I would say that most of the material that the audience would see on stage, it's a 30-minute dance, was created through improvisational exercises that the dancers responded to, and almost all the material is from the dancers' own movement voice.
And so, Vanessa, as a dancer, what was this process like for you?
It was really interesting because we normally, as a dancer, we work with straight on just choreography from the choreographers, and being able to, which is a process that Sonoma State really likes, using our own movement really makes the dance our own and makes it something that we can really connect with.
Do you feel like you've changed at all as a dancer?
Yeah, I feel like every time I do a new piece, I participate in a new piece, I grow as a dancer. And every time you get experience in new sort of movement, you become, your movement vocabulary grows.
Do you have favorite moments in the dance?
Oh, I have so many favorite moments in the dance. The dance also relies heavily on video that was taken. A projection designer, Chris Littman, created video from the preserves. So there's video and lighting from Theo Brendon and costumes from Pamela Johnson. These were all our collaborators. So really the stage space is transformed through video and lights and costumes. I love hearing the creek sound and seeing the creaks on the dancers' bodies. I love the dancers dancing to crickets. It's under the stars and the moon. It's breathtaking.
Mm-hmm. My favorite part would also be the night section, which is where we dance to crickets. And I find that it's the most kinesthetically moving part for me, and it gets really exciting, as well as the end when we, which I don't want to give away.
Well, it sounds like a really exciting piece. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.